Hey, welcome to the Daniel A. Nelson Podcast Show. This is the place where we play and talk about the music you love. Again, I am so excited because I have Mike Kelso once again. And then I also have Daniel Hernandez, better known as D-Money.
I was roaming the halls.
And we're here to talk about our favorite restaurant, Lenny's. I mean, no, we won't say the name. I don't want
Sammy's.
To get sued. Oh, my goodness.
Roscoe.
Yeah. Oh, hey, don't say that, man.
I'm hungry again.
Look, today we talked about, the levels of talent. Today on my show, we're going to be talking about rejection and also your talent level, the skills. We're going to kind of jump back into that. But the first thing we want to talk about is rejection, because there are times where in this music business, some people's talent are just really just above average, but they don't get a call or they don't get a call back. And I got these two fine gentlemen with me today, and I want to get their take on how they've been rejected. Have they dealt with rejection, and did they make a comeback? So I'm going to start with Daniel Hernandez, better known as D-Money. D-Money, talk to me about you're going on for audition, and they said they loved you, and but you never got a call back. How did that make you feel?
Well, first of all, hello out there in podcast land. Second of all, you know, it's a difficult question because initially you feel like, wait, I was prepared. I learned all the material, thought I had it. I saw everybody just kind of nodding their head like, okay, cool, cool. I knew the drummer that was already in the band for this audition. It was for Paramount. And, I got a call back, but it wasn't the call back I wanted. It wasn't one saying, you know, thank you for coming out. We appreciate you and your talent, but we got to give that to somebody else. We're going to pass. And I thought about it for a while, and you know, if you just do the things that you need to do, you're not going to get every gig. It's number one, right. It's impossible. You're not Superman. You can't be everywhere.
Right.
You can't be everywhere at the same time. Right. My car doesn't go that fast. I can't make it from one spot to another instantly. But what happened out of that was I made more contacts, and somebody in that room actually saw me. And it happened to be a man called Fred Moultrie from Moultrie Entertainment Group. And this cat was a very powerful guy. He had Prince living in his house, DeBarge living in his house. Tone Loki managed all those people. And he saw me, and I don't know, I got a text probably like a month later. Yo, is this Daniel? Is this D-Money? And I'm like, yeah, it is. Who is this? He goes, this is Fred Moultrie. And I was like, Moultrie? Moultrie Entertainment Group? He's like, yeah, man, I heard you got some thick thumbs. And at that time, I mean, I was young.
Right.
And I had a lot of strength in my hands. Not like now where arthritis has set it in at 58. I was only 20-something, 22, 23. Yeah. And I go, yeah, that's me. He's like, man, come on down. I want you to, you know, do some stuff. So I went in, and my first thing was the Tone Loc.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was it. So from one thing that I did not get, and like I said, I was prepared. I knew I always go in with knowing the material. That's right. Number one. But if had I not known the material and I went in, then you know that's me. That's my fault.
Right. So it's safe to say that when you learn your material, you learn your craft. There's always someone watching you for something even better. You know, I know they. What's that saying? When one door closed, God opens another one. I truly do believe that, but that was just really a setup for a comeback.
That, and also, when I looked at the scope of what everyone looked like, I probably didn't fit in there anyways.
Gotcha.
Because two of them were pretty militant.
Right.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
Goofy, everything.
Right.
You know? And I was like, wait, and you know, maybe they didn't like the long, flowing, beautiful hair. Yeah. I don't know.
So glad this is not video.
Right. You can't see it. I don't know if you can handle that.
Yeah.
But that, I had long hair.
Yeah.
At the time. Maybe that wasn't what they were going for.
Right.
And then the next time, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, studio stuff, little shows here and there, didn't matter. But they knew that they wanted kind of like a rocker look.
Okay.
That could play funk.
All right. So let's segue into this. Have you ever been in the situation to where you're knowing you're doing the best you can? As a matter of fact, you're doing a superb job, but you feel underappreciated. I mean, yeah, they pay you and all this type of stuff.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. It was a Motown gig. And it just wasn't a vibe going on.
Yeah.
With me. I'm not. Well, on stage, I'm a different person, right?
Right. I've played with this guy before. Yes.
Right. And then off stage, you know, I'm similar, but I'm a little bit more, yeah, whatever, man.
Right.
Just whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. You know?
But on stage, it's pretty, yeah, I'll give you side eye all day long.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, Kelso, join in with me on this one. You know, have you ever been in a situation? I know you have, but I want you to tell the audience. Have you ever been in that situation to where you feel that you're underappreciated? You learned the material. As a matter of fact, people are like, oh, man, give me your number, that type of thing. Tell my audience a little bit.
Yeah, remix. You want to say it.
I will be shopping rap.
Any bands out there? Singer?
Oh, no, it happens to everybody. Sometimes, like we were talking before, it's a chemistry thing. Sometimes you can have the best players going, mm-hmm. but, you know, it just doesn't work in that situation. You know, a lot of times, you know, bands stay together it's because they have camaraderie. They have, you know, a ebb and flow type situation. Musically, they might be perfect, but if you get a person that's just an a-hole, you don't want to be around him, even though he could be the best player in the world,
yeah.
You know? It's chemistry. I think a lot of things have to do with chemistry in every level. You want to deal with, you want to get, surround your people that, you know, make you feel creative, make you feel comfortable. And some people just don't give off that vibe.
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you this then. So when it comes down to, again, let's say, I think we had this discussion before. Let's just say if yourself, Mike Kelso, Luke's out in front, and the band is different, does that change the vibe of the same songs?
Yes, because it's a chemistry thing. There are certain things when right elements are together, it's explosive, and when those couple elements are out, it doesn't give you the same ending.
Yeah, it could still be good.
Yeah,
right. Okay,
but anybody could be good.
Right, that's what you're saying. But the vibe of, you know.
That's magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes the difference. Well, you know, we've all dealt with different people, different bands and things of that nature, and we have seen people switched in and switched out. And to my audience, you know, I think one of the main things you want to do, Daniel mentioned it, D-Money mentioned it, as far as keeping your craft in place, learn the material. Question is this, how do you feel when people say they know the song and then they kind of know of the song? How would you help people out as far as telling them to, you know, dial it back or?
My go-to is side eye. You can see this right now. No.
Yeah, right.
No, I will typically look at them and literally just start swaying back. Because I'm doing a couple things.
Right.
You know, I just can't be like stopping everything. Like, yo, slow down. You know, it's more like I'm going to give you a look. I hope you catch me. And I'm going to start slowing you down. Just kind of like, when you're doing that Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, okay.
doing that thing.
Yeah, okay.
And just slowing it down a little bit. You know, nobody really knows because, except for you guys.
Right.
But everybody else thinks, oh, look, he's doing a snake dance.
Right.
Charlie, go get me some money real quick. Right. Give me some ones.
Yeah, because there has been people that I've known that did not come prepared to the gig.
Anything. Said, church, it doesn't matter. Church gig.
Yeah, especially any gig. Yeah, especially church. Church gigs are... church is really hard because...
Really hard.
You know, the worship team, the choir, they expect for all the chords, just the vibe of everything to be down to science. But there has been people that have played over a song, and that's what I'm getting at. Do you call those people back, or do you give them some advice and try to give them another chance, or how do you guys work with that? Kelsey, what do you think?
Well, depending on the situation, I think everybody needs a second chance as long as you're clear in your expectations with people.
Right.
You know, because maybe they may not know, maybe, you know, like I said, anything could happen. But a second chance, if you blow up the second chance, then, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's all about a person's personal ethics, you know, work ethics, too.
Yeah. D-Money, what do you say?
Look, I was going to tell you, I'm the hardest on drummers. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I am, but I have to be.
Yeah.
Because if everybody else is awesome and this one cat isn't, that is like the whole foundation of what we're trying to do.
Right.
If you don't know the parts, yeah. If you're playing the wrong beat, if you're too, you could play slow, but if you still got pocket, at least it's still funky. But if you play slow and you're dragging.
Right.
That's a whole different story. Then, like, now we got to go back and talk about this again. Or did you not listen to the song? Do you not have any kind of way to start, you know, a tempo to each song? Like, I use software all the time on my iPad.
Yeah.
Every song that pops up has a lead-in tempo that counts four measures.
Okay.
So I see the light flashing.
Right.
So I'll tap, you know, every quarter note. And hopefully they catch it if they do, unless they know it. So I know if it's too fast or too slow. So if we're playing it too slow or too fast, that's because we messed it up.
Okay. Since we're talking about drummers, no offense on the guys who like to do a lot of fancy stuff. But, okay, I see Kelso shaking his head. Go ahead.
Those are the worst. When they out, instead of doing your part, they're out playing, they're soloing through the whole, you know, set. You know, you have to, it's a puzzle. Things have to fit together. You know, everybody can play, but not everybody's playing together. And that's, when you're playing music, you have to play together. You can't just play your parts.
Okay. What do you say about that?
So it's no, so it's no particular drummer.
All right.
At all. It's just, maybe you have a different style, and you came in, and now you got to learn how to do funk, or because you never played it before,
right.
Or whatever the situation is. But if the song didn't need help, it was a hit. That's why we're playing them.
Right.
Obviously, it works somewhere.
Right.
And I would say any of the drummers that have been in remixes because we saw something.
Yeah.
You know, we're not just going to call anybody off the street. It's like, well, okay. So anybody out there playing with Remix, right. Y'all somebody.
You're right. Yeah.
Right? Because you put it down.
Yeah.
And then if you didn't know it, at least the drummers that we've had at least learned and listened. You know, how about this? How about you stop doing this? Because we don't need that in this song. Listen to the parts. Just play the parts. That's all.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty.
Right.
I am guilty of overplaying.
Right. I'm
guilty.
Well, I'm guilty of overplaying too. Because we talked about yesterday, we talked about the talent level. And I mentioned about how the Bible spoke about the five talents, the two, and the one. Now, we mentioned people like Robert Glasper, Corey Henry, you know, Joe Sample, bless his soul. Now, I have mentioned about practicing hard every day, you know, 3 hours a day or whatever it may be. And I don't quite get to that level. Does that make me not kind of fit in with certain things that I'm trying to accomplish? I mean, as far as like with different bands, I mean, because there are times where people will say, you don't quite make the cut because you don't sound like Greg Fillinganes. You know?
Yeah. Well,
but I would never be a Greg Fillinganes.
Right. But you know what? You sound like Daniel Nelson. So right. Daniel A. Nelson. So I always know your style.
Right.
And even though we've had great players that come in, it's still not the same style. So because we've been together now, what, that's this band?
Yeah.
This version?
Right.
3 years?
3 years. Yeah.
So that's 3 years of us grinding at it, you know, looking at each other, holding out that imaginary $5, $5,
right,
$5,
right.
You know, yelling at each other, yeah. You know, and hugging it out later.
Right.
But that helps the way that you play.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to worry. You know, the less things I have to worry about, the better I'm going to play.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to worry about it. I hope they remember this break. I hope they remember what key we changed it to.
Right.
The tempo change or what songs we're going into next, and things like that. So if everybody, which this group does, learns their parts, it's simple.
Okay.
It's just a good formula that's working right now.
So Mike, where does your inspiration come from when you're trying to get to the next level? And like I said, you know, granted, you know, you're not Luther Vandross or whatever the case may be, but your level comes by. What? I'm not Luther. I'm sorry, Luther.
How did I get on this show?
I'm sorry, Luther Kelso. I mean, but
you need to call your agent. Yeah.
What is your inspiration? How do you get inspired to take it to another level? Because I've seen the progression since we've been together. I've seen your progression since we've been together. What is your inspiration to do that?
Actually, truly, I go out and see other people. See other bands, how they're doing stuff. You can grab bits from and pieces from everyone, you know? I like the way they did this. Hey, I think I could do that, or vice versa. You know, there's so many talented people in the world. There's a lot of, you know, really great musicians, and some people have things working, you know, and you're like, you just, you know, get inspired for you to try something different.
Oh, okay. D-Money, what do you say about that? What inspired you? What's your inspiration? Because I know you have improved. I mean, we posted some old videos of something about 5 or 6 years ago with different bands.
I just try to be more solid, especially now because I sing a lot of backgrounds.
Yeah.
That's difficult. That's probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do is play bass and sing at the same time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, other things. If we've got a live show and we're doing our own sound, well, guess who the horrible mixing guy is? Me. Right. Yeah. The guy everybody looks at.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to be better. So I just try to stay simple. Just play the bass line. Make it more simple so I can sing.
Yeah. That's good because, you know, what I try to do to hone my craft is I actually take just bits and pieces because everybody know I'm a YouTube junkie. So the video might be 30 minutes, but I might see just one scale or just a 5-finger piece of something. And I try to get my fingers underneath that because I'll be honest with you, I know I'm not going to digest the whole thing. And eventually, you know, the more you study, you can get there. But I try to increase and practice on different voicing. It might be the same chord, but how many ways can I play a C chord? You know, outside of just playing the regular, you know, C, E, G. Breaking it up, you know, should I put the E in the bass and play the C and the G? You know, that type of thing. But I'm always striving to get better. And to anybody out there who's trying to play or are playing, the bottom line is, you know, I agree with Kelso. Just look around at different people. Not try to be them, because, you know, be the best version of you, but practice your craft.
And talk to people, because sometimes just talking with people that are better than you are in your eyes, that you think they're better than you, they can give you a whole different train of thought and open up something in you that, you know.